I'm just updating the digital stuff.
Yeah, you update that digital shit.
Mm-hmm. Because I finally figured out the secret spot where Marvel goes and hides this shit on me.
Oh my god, did you use a trick?
I wouldn't say a trick, per se. Just, I smartened up.
Oh, you're a smart mark.
Yeah. Oh boy. I'm a little a ways from the microphone here, but I'm always recording here because I got to get rid of that beep, and you know, I'm good at taking anything out that might incriminate you, but incriminating me, I don't give a shit, you know.
Sorry, I have standards. No,
right,
I don't.
Now, you know what you can do with your standards?
Practice them so we can have standards in practice.
You can go stand on them, see where that gets you.
Oh, sew buttons on ice cream, see if they stick.
Oh, boy, I remember that. That was an episode titled like 100 years ago.
Yes, it was.
Where the hell was it going?
I don't know. I said smart mark, and then you were like, I'm recording.
Your pals, Del Rio and Paige.
What? That's a nice ring.
They're up to their old tricks.
What? Getting in good with the WWE?
Well, they were at the World Wrestling Entertainment event last night. In Miami, I think they were. I don't know where the hell they were. But apparently, this past weekend, and I don't have all the details of them, because most of them are from, like, Mexican news sites.
Oh, boy.
And then when you run them through, like, a Google Translate sort of deal,
yeah,
you kind of lose some of the tense of stuff. You know, it's like, words are missing, and the tense is wrong, and, you know. So, this past weekend, he and his brother were at a club, and they beat up a guy at the club. The cops came to arrest them both, and Del Rio, like, most of these things do, like, they do the zip ties now.
Right.
Del Rio breaks through the zip ties.
Hulk's out.
Well, you know, something out, but all right.
Oh, my goodness.
So they have to get, like, the ankle shackles for him to put on as handcuffs.
And then hog tie him, right?
Okay. So then once him and his brother get to the police station, they start fighting with each other.
Uh-oh.
It takes... Now, his brother's a wrestler as well.
Right, of course, it runs in the family.
Right, it takes 10 cops to separate the two of them.
Oh boy, are you sure this wasn't like something on WWE?
No, the bar was trashed. That they beat the guy up at. The guy had to be hospitalized.
Mm-hmm. Oh good.
The police station was trashed.
Oh boy.
The brother was sent to the hospital, and Del Rio was released with no charges.
Oh. They're all paros, all of them.
And then, as this story comes out, he takes to Twitter and says, I'm pregnant. Run with that now, you marks.
Oh, my goodness. is he actually pregnant?
You know what? I don't know.
It might be.
I haven't seen him lately.
He might have a baby bump.
And it would account for the mood swings.
Oh, I wonder if he dropped his spittoon when the cops tackled him.
Oh, boy. I'm sure if he did, and if anything spilled out of said spittoon, I'm sure it was collected somehow.
Ah, yes. With probably some sort of, you know, something to suck it up with. You know
right,
what
like
I mean?
A vacuum cleaner or something.
Right. Like a vacuum cleaner.
And, you know, and I guess Paige was, she did like a Q&A on like her YouTube site or through Instagram or I don't know where it is. I don't like Instagram. I don't like Snapchat. I barely like Twitter. It's a necessary evil, you know, to promote stuff.
Right.
And to tweet out Terry Tuesday pictures.
Ugh. I thought that died with it with all the other celebrities in 2016.
Now this is a terrible, even thing to you know consider, Todd. But
what?
Young Terry Funk,
right?
This year will be turning 87, I think.
Oh.
Am I doing the math? No, he's going to be turning 77. My apologies. My math was off.
You put 10 years on him.
I put 10 years. Well, he doesn't look a day over 53.
No, he doesn't.
No. So, yeah, he'll be turning 77 this year.
Mm.
And, you know, listen, all of us could shake off this mortal coil at any moment, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
But if Terry Funk passes, Terry Tuesday is done. It's Terry every goddamn day.
What? Is that, it's the same thing for Tom Baker if it happened.
What? Now, I'm going to have to look up to see who this Tom Baker is.
He's the Scarf Doctor.
To see how many NWA world title reigns he has.
Oh, he held the key to time. That's all that matters. And it took six parts to get it. And the Black Guardian was out to get him. That's a feud that's still going on, I think. The Doctor and the Black Guardian.
But did he punch Dusty Rhodes' son with raw chickens on his hands? I don't think so.
No,
I'm
no.
not saying yes or no. I'm just saying I don't think so.
You know what?
I haven't seen every episode of the Tom Baker run on Doctor Who.
I have a few gaps in my memory.
Right.
Because it's been a while, but that might have happened, but it might not have. You know what I mean?
Someone might have sonic screwdrivered you like they ripped off from the Men in Black movies.
Yes, that's what happened. The Men in Black ripped off, or no, the Doctor Who ripped off Men in Black.
Correct.
Yes, that's the thing that was around 20, 30 some years beforehand. You're killing me. You're killing me.
Hey, this is Longbox Heroes After Dark, episode 111?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? Yes, 111 is correct.
Ooh, I just saw something. Tom Baker's birthday is January 20th.
Oh, boy.
He's going to be 83. And I'm telling you, if anything happens to him, I want nothing but respect from you.
I will fly my scarf at half-mast that day.
Oh, my God. Oh yeah. Well, you know what? I'll only, if anything happens to Chainsaw Charlie McCarthy,
right?
I'll only rev my chainsaw at half idle.
Right. You won't use your gas powered one. You'll use an electric one for the environment.
Yep, chipmunk run one.
Right. I don't know. So Todd, the football season is over.
Yes, it is.
I didn't even look. I saw several people on Twitter backslapping each other, all proud of themselves on how good they did.
That's right, and they're not even playing for these teams.
They're what?
And most of these people on Twitter aren't even playing for the teams.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they say, our team or our Giants or our whatevers.
Mm-hmm.
So on the Comics of the Green one, I came in last. 10 out of 10.
Yes.
Not too bad, I would say, with Asa taking the picks. And then in the Long Box Heroes one, out of how many active participants?
Yeah, because some stopped along the way.
I beat DJ.
Oh, boy. Who,
actually, he's one of the few people that thinks football is real, like you.
Oh, my, stop it.
I see when you and Michelle and other people always like are like, oh, these officials, oh, this play, oh, that was a real catch. You know, to me, it seems like a catch is a catch is a catch. There's no gray area. But mm-hmm. obviously in this football game that you guys watch, there's all these gray areas and whatever. This is why I don't watch these.
Yeah, because you like the black and white down the middle.
Right.
Wrestling, where there's no gray area at all.
That's right. These are the good guys. These are the bad guys. Here's who you boo. Here's who you cheer. Except for Roman Reigns, you just boo him all the time.
That's right. Well, I hear he's going to get a push for WrestleMania.
Cool. They're trying real hard. Did you get a chance to watch any of the Monday Night Raw this week?
No, I was watching the Rose Bowl. I was watching Penn State get smoked in the last 2 minutes.
That was another one where I saw everyone be like, oh yeah, it was nice of Penn, when's Penn State going to show up for this game? Come on, give me a break.
Stop it.
Everybody else stop it. How about I'm on point and everybody else can go suck it?
No.
All right. So where was I going with this? Oh, so on Monday Night Raw this past week, you know, there's it's the first of the new year. The previous 2 weeks didn't count. Now we get into like the real meat of things, the build to Royal Rumble, which is the build to WrestleMania. And Bill Goldberg was on to talk about whatever he's doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they did a deal where like he's in the ring with Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho, and then Roman Reigns comes out, and then Braun Strowman comes out.
Oh my god! I'm glad I'm not watching.
And they do the deal. Well, Braun Strowman's getting like it was a year ago, where right around this time there was the rumors that they were grooming him. Now and again, Braun Strowman's gotten a lot better. But if you go look at where he was a year ago, and there was rumors online and all those places that they were grooming him to be the Undertaker opponent at WrestleMania.
Oh, boy.
And people were going out of their minds. They're like, this guy is terrible. What are they thinking? Blah, 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 right? But, you know, they took a year. They're building him up. They're doing whatever they're doing with him. He's Braun Strowman. And they do the deal where Goldberg and Roman Reigns both look at each other, and they double spear Braun Strowman.
Oh, boy.
And you should have heard the crowd cheering for Goldberg while Roman Reigns stood next to him.
That's right. He got some residual cheers.
He got some residual not boos.
That's right. Hey, this is what it's like to stand in the ring and not be just have boos rain down upon you.
Oh, my goodness. So, I don't know. There's a lot of crazy plans, a lot of talks. We're still a couple weeks away from the Royal Rhombus.
Oh, the Regal Ruckus?
The Regal Ruckus. I just hope that they let Kevin Owens go to WrestleMania as the champion.
It won't happen.
It's more than likely Roman Reigns is going to beat him at Royal Rumble, but I don't really think it's going to happen, but I hope deep down inside my cold black heart that they just give him that. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's better to have a heel going in to the big show and, like, you build up your little baby face.
I'm a giant!
Right. Well, no, he's wrestling Shaquille O'Neal at WrestleMania.
Well, you said big show, so I thought that's what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Kazam versus I'm a Giant? That's the greatest match ever.
Kazim or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would assume that that's going to be like his retirement match. Undertaker's going to end up having his retirement match. A lot of guys are going to be wrapping it up.
Maybe I'll actually live tweet that, and that'll be my retirement tweet.
Oh, there you go. You need one.
I do. Oh, that's... Whew. We should push that.
Retire from tweeting or retire from...
wrestling tweeting.
Wrestling tweeting.
Because, yeah.
Well, this is what I have to ask.
Uh-oh.
This weekend, if I'm not mistaken, is the Golden Globes.
That is.
We have not figured out a bet for this whole Ryan Reynolds bullshit.
Right.
So what could it be? Just, I don't know, bragging rights or something? I don't know.
I don't know either, because I don't know what to make you... Because you always lose. I don't know what to make you do anymore.
Right.
I never lose, so...
you're a winner. You're That's the Rip Rogers of this podcast.
Yeah, I'm Mimi Rogers of this podcast.
And see, the thing is, I'm trying to think of what it could be, like... There's no, like, terrible Doctor Who book. Well, there are terrible Doctor Who books.
I don't even read Doctor Who books anymore. There's too many of them.
Right. There's too many of them. It's like, I can't say, like, pick one. You can assign me, like... Well, like, and that's the thing. Like, you can't assign me, like, a movie or something because you're already assigning me Doctor Who stuff and I'm already assigning you wrestling stuff as part of the show. So it's tough to put stakes on things.
What if we actually put stakes on these?
Okay.
Winner has to, or loser has to buy the 2014 steak on steak dinner.
Okay. So here's what we'll do. Mm-hmm. We'll fold it into the football game because we're going to have to get into that as well.
Right.
So when we do the football game, whatever. Like, whoever loses the Ryan Reynolds bet...
Right.
has to buy the food that day.
That sounds fantastic.
Okay, like whatever it is. And again, we say steak on steak. You know what I mean?
That might be impossible.
Why?
When's the Golden Globes?
This weekend.
What day?
Come on, internet, tell me things.
Saturday?
Maybe.
Because
this is the other thing that I had to get into with you.
Right. When is the game?
No, the Golden Globes are taking place on Sunday.
Well, the Raiders play on Saturday, so.
Okay.
At 4:25.
Are you not confident that they're going to win their Saturday game, which is what we're going to get into here?
Oh, they're not winning their game.
Okay, who are they playing?
They're playing the Texans. They lost their quarterback, and then their backup quarterback got hurt this week. They're on their third string quarterback, who's a rookie, who's the last game of the season was the first game he suited up for. I don't know who they're playing at quarterback. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now, granted, they are playing the Texans, who have two shitty quarterbacks, and they don't know which one they want. But now it's Brock Osweiler, who's a mess. But he's probably better than a rookie who's, you know, first real start might be a playoff game. I don't know. I don't know what's happening in this game. It might happen. It might not.
So, is this the game that I'm watching with you from my loss?
It could be, unless, of course, you have to go do root beer wrestling or something like that.
No, but this Saturday I have, like super secret science work.
Right.
But I'll be up that way anyway, but the game's at 4 something.
Right, right. What time do you super secret science release?
Until 1.
Ah. Well, you could, I don't know, I can't tell you what to do there, you know what I mean?
Right.
I guess you could go home and, you know, sweet talk the wife and then come back out. I don't know.
Let's pencil, not pen, me coming to watch the game this Saturday with you.
Okay.
Not pen it in, pencil it in.
Right.
Because I got to double check because there might be, now I know there's something going on this way Sunday. So that's good that their game's on Saturday. I wouldn't be able to get out of the Sunday deal.
Right.
But then Saturday, if the game starts at 4:25, it should be over at, like, what, like 5:30? 6 o'clock? How long do these games go?
Almost 3 hours, maybe. Depending.
But they're playing the Texicans.
The Texicans. Stop it.
So, yeah, let's pencil me in for that's our day that we're going to do that. So then the Golden Globe thing, then yes, we will have to get together. This will have to put a button on whatever day it is that we're going to do the 2014 show meeting, steak on steak dinner, loser buys.
Wow, that's going to be expensive.
Well?
I better... You're sure you're not going to win. That's why he took...
No, listen, I'm throwing things. I offered to buy, like, whatever the food would be when we watched the football, which, you know, would be, like, I don't know, $50 or something.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so that's fine. That's fine. That's what we'll do.
Right. And again, if I win, it's not like I'm going to be like, oh, bring me your finest porterhouse and make it a double so I have something to eat on the way home.
Me, I'm going to be, bring me your finest milk steak with your finest side of jelly beans.
Right. Speaking of which, that starts Zach returns this week.
That's right.
I'm very excited for that. That leaps over a lot of shit I gotta watch.
Yep.
Oh man. Oof. So yeah, are you sad that you know your Raiders are losing in the opening round of the playoffs?
I'm not 100% sure. There's always a puncher's chance, but I am sad because I know you're gonna tweak me, but they got to 12-3. They got to 12-3, and the quarterback was in for garbage time. And I've explained to you what garbage time is. And it's a fluke play that just ends this. That makes me sad. Like, there's a difference between going into the playoffs and getting steamrolled, I'll accept that. But to just have no shot because of a fluke, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
That like, everybody was saying, oh, you're not going to get past the Patriots. But I believe they had a shot. And I believe they had a shot to go to the Super Bowl, and I believe they had a shot to win. I'm not saying, like, I'm one of those fans who's like, yeah, it was guaranteed, blah, blah, blah. But you don't fluke into – and before the season was over, so he didn't play the last game, he could have won the last one. You don't fluke into 12-3. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. You fluke into, like, 10-6.
Right.
And then the wild card – blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I follow you.
Right. If they had won one more game and the Patriots had lost one more game, they would have been the top seed in the AFC. You don't fluke into the, like, almost the second or first seed. And then because of injuries and placements, they lost a couple of games and they float down to the, like, the wild card spot and everything. But yeah, that broke my heart. Like, that, when I found out his leg was broke, I was like, oh, this is not the way I wanted it to happen. I would have been like, shit, we lost. But now it's just like the whole season was for, like, really for nothing. Even if they win that playoff game, they're not going further. Do you know what I mean?
So,
sorry,
I ask you then.
I'm all wound up now.
No, listen, this is what the show is for.
Mm-hmm.
So is it better for you then if they lose outright so that you don't have the agita of one more week? Or is it that they win this week and maybe it's a, you know, slip in a banana peel sort of finish because it's anyway. And then they go into next week and now you have like another 7 days to be like, I got to, like, the game's in the back of my head, what's going to happen, so on and so forth.
Here's the thing. You always want the win. Where there's life, there's hope. That was the third doctor's final words. Even
George
though the
Clooney
hope
on ER, the third doctor.
That's right. But no, there's hope because they said if we got to the Super Bowl, I mean, it wasn't like a super break in his leg. It was like of the tibia or the fibia, the little bone. So they're like, if we get to the Super Bowl, there's a chance he could play again. So I'm going to go with, I want to like strange luck right into that Super Bowl is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'll take the win, and I won't have agita, like you said, because I'll be expecting the loss, so a win would be good. It would be fun.
Okay.
But I expect a loss.
This, and again, I'm not sure what's worse or better, or I don't know what verbiage to use.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you as a Raiders fan are so, I don't want to say beaten down, I don't want to say downtrodden, I'll say that you're like, I'm going into this playoff game expecting to lose. Now, obviously, there's a lot of extraneous circumstances that are bringing us to this point. However, you see all these people out there, whether they be longtime Giants fans, or Jets fans, or 49ers fans, or whatever sort of fans they are, and they're just like, yep, this is the season, we're winning it all, and then they get crushed game one, game two, game three, win a game four, maybe against like the Rams or something. Game five comes around and they're like, yep, that was a little bit of a, you know, we're back on track now. Super Bowl, here we come. And they just have this, like, this never, it's like the season's over. Like, I have a friend of mine who's a big 49ers fan. I think they ended up, what, 2-14?
Yes, they're like, them and the Browns are the worst teams in the NFL.
Right. And again, I only bring up the Rams because I heard somebody else mention this. While those are the two worst teams, the Rams scored the least amount of points in the Federation?
Yeah, the Federation.
The league.
Yes.
Whatever the record is, they scored the least amount of points in the league this season.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to hang your hat on for Rams fans, I guess, both of you. But what I'm saying is, it's like, you, over these last several years, you're just like, you start off, and like, in tongue-in-cheek, you're just like, yep, Raiders is the year. But like, my buddy who's a Niners fan, they end 2-14, and he's like, yeah, it was a tough year, but we'll get him next time, no problems. And I'm just like, alright, that optimism, God bless you.
Well, that's the life of a football fan or a sports fan.
Right.
Like, do you know how long it's been since the Raiders have been in the playoffs?
We've talked about it many a times. I think it was, what, 2002?
Oh, my God, you nailed it.
Listen,
so
it's almost as though I pay attention when other people talk.
Oh, I know. I wish I could. I'm not even going to get into it.
I always say, no matter where I go, I'm the one who pays attention, who listens, who does what they're told. One person, me.
Hey, I think I stand up to that, too, occasionally.
Occasionally.
I've thrown some stuff back at you that you're like, holy shit, you were listening.
Yep.
But that's the way it is. And they haven't been there. And I always was like 16-0. And that was definitely tongue in cheek every time. But I was like, maybe this is the year, because there's always a team that goes from worst to first in their division. There's always. And it could happen. And this year, as it was going on, I was like, I can't believe this is happening. And then you're getting closer to a guaranteed playoff spot. And let's just say I'm not. The best word to put is disappointed. It's like when your Demon King, you know, became champion for all of 30 seconds because Seth Rollins destroyed his shoulder.
Right.
You probably would have been happier to see him. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the weirdest way I can explain it. It's like you have to take it as, okay, and then there's next year. All the pieces are there, plus you have free agency in the draft. We're probably, and this isn't me being like, you know, rah-rah sports fan, but you're 13 or 12 and 4, and you have the ability to pick up new players. You can get even better. You know, so that's the way I'm going
to
look at it.
It's taken you 15 years to get to this point, this time. And again, you were a fan before then, but all these last 15 years hopefully now are going to pay off over the next 3 to 5 years.
That's right, yes.
Now, and again, obviously, it's a little bit different because one is this, you know, one is this real sport and the other one is this fake nonsense football that you watch.
I knew that was coming.
I had to carefully word that one. But, like, I've been a wrestling fan since I was, I don't know, let's say, for sake of argument, like you know, 7 years old. Like, I remember watching stuff when I was 6, and I'm like, I remember that, but I really didn't start watching, like, really getting into it. I was about 7 years old, and I've been a fan ever since. And I never stopped being a fan of wrestling, of any way, shape, or form. I may not have watched as much, or like, okay, I'm not going to watch WCW now because of this, I'm going to watch this more, but I was always watching some sort of wrestling, you know, since I've been 7 years old. And there were times, and again, Todd, you're just like, now I can't deal with it. There were times, man, in the mid-90s, where it was bad. It was rough. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. It was embarrassing to watch. And I hung in there. And I'm like, it's going to get better. This guy's really good. I could spend 2 hours watching something like, oh, Roddy Piper's still on. I like Roddy Piper. So I'm still hanging in there. Like, oh, these new guys are good. It's like, oh, Bret Hart, and this guy's good. But, like, the other hour and a half that I watched has been terrible. But this, like, 20 minutes that Bret Hart was on was really good. So mm-hmm. And then, you know, you get into your Attitude Era period where, like, it's just crazy and there's just whatever. And, like, everybody's into it and, like, wrestling's cool again. And I was that guy that's like, yeah, wrestling's always been cool. I've been here the whole time, everybody. Wait for me. Catch up.
I know the feeling. It's like with Doctor Who.
Right. Nobody liked it ever.
Mm-hmm.
And now no one knows what it is.
Right.
It's remembered the same way as such shows as Heat Vision and Jack. And
Riptide. Remember Riptide?
I do remember Riptide. Riptide had like 2 seasons.
Do you remember Stingray?
No, I don't remember Stingray.
Riptide, Stingray was one of my favorite.
The ripoff
shows.
Of Knight Rider had its own ripoff?
No, Stingray was about a guy who drove a Corvette Stingray and he was a specialist.
Oh boy.
He was kind of the guy. You never knew how you owed him. Like other people who owed him, but he was basically like a troubleshooter. It would be like when your back was up against the wall, you'd try and find this guy, and then he'd come and he'd be like, all right, I'm going to help you, but when I come to you, you're going to have to do me a favor no matter what it is. It will never be sexual, and it will never be like,
oh boy,
illegal. Like, you know, he had this list of like, these are the things that it won't be, but when I ask you, you have to say yes immediately. And then it would be like, okay. And then he would get into trouble and he'd need a specialist and he'd call in someone who he had done a who owed him a favor. You know what I mean? And then as the series went on, it was only on like a couple of episodes.
No, I have a feel. I disagree, but go ahead.
Maybe people would show up from the season, but earlier on it was people that you didn't know because obviously there was no shows before the pilot episode.
Well, I went and I looked it up on
the Google machine?
On the Google machine.
The Bing.
And I binged it, and it was on for 2 seasons.
Oh,
Created by Stephen J. Cannell, who was the creator of pretty much every TV show from like 1984 to when he passed. He is credited with being the creator of, and we'll get into Stingray shortly, created Chase, co-creator of the Rockford Files, Beretta. I'm just looking for the big ones. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, Greatest American Hero. A-Team, Hardcastle McCormick, Riptide, the aforementioned Riptide, and Stingray, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Wise Guy, 21 Jump Street, Booker, which was the spinoff of 21 Jump Street, and then we started getting some dregs outside of Silk Stockings at that point.
Renegade,
he was the creator of Renegade.
With Lorenzo Lamas?
Right, with Lorenzo Lamas. But again, he created a lot of these shows. So Stingray starred Nick Mancuso.
Of course.
And he devotes his time helping those in trouble. His background is shadowy.
Of course.
He advertises in newspapers with the ad 65 Black Stingray for barter only to right party. And the phone number, and I'm going to give this out over the air, 555-7687. And wow. If you called that number, Nick Mancuso in his 65 Corvette Stingray would come and help you.
That's right. We should try that.
No. Oh, we should call the number?
Yeah.
Where did the show take place?
I think it took place in California.
Right. So it could be any area code out in California.
The 616, isn't it?
Well, there's the 616 is actually, I think, like Michigan. 619 is like San Diego area.
616 is the area code for the Marvel Universe, isn't it?
No, that's the universe itself.
Oh, the uni.
Right. Let me try 619-555-7687. I bet you it's a sex line.
Oh. Doesn't sound like a sex line number. I mean, I've heard.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Call cannot be completed.
Well, it's a 555 number. Those are faked. I heard that from Chief Wiggum.
Now, lately, I forget when it started, but whenever they've put like a 555 number in movies or TV, they always have it be some sort of like promotional element.
I remember when you could call the Ghostbusters.
Right.
And then there was one where you could, the aforementioned Knight Rider, you could call up and order plans to Knight Rider. The blueprints. I had them and I spilt my Nesquik on it when I was a kid and I was sad.
I was actually going to say chocolate and chocolate milk, but you had to go with the name brand, of course, to cash in for your sponsorship deals that you have.
That's right. I'm like the booster gold of podcasting.
Right, there you go.
I need patches on my black shirt.
All right, Nesquik. So I think we've done enough of this show.
I don't even know how long we've gone because I didn't bring up my little thing. So.
Right, I sprung this on you.
You did.
Yep, but we covered a lot of business.
That's right. So we've decided it's Saturday, most likely the pencil it in, and
right.
The winner of the Golden Globe Award bet eats for free.
Right.
Gotcha.
All right. So tune in next week to find out how all that goes and the Raiders game and all that other jazz.
Yay.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Longbox Heroes After Dark, number 111, soon-to-be-named-network.com, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com, and we'll catch you all here next week.